Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Hey guys, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is Karen Malone. I am your host. Thank you again for joining. This is episode number 25, my favorite number. So I wanted to start a new series this episode, and also I want to be sure to tell you about the Rehab Your Life Summit. So we had to kind of pivot from the Renewed Vision Conference that I was going to be hosting on the same date. It was going to be in Peoria, Illinois, but with everything COVID-19, we decided to go ahead and cancel. But pivot. And so we are doing the Rehab Your Life online virtual summit. I am so excited because I have speakers that are pretty much from across the nation, and they are going to be supporting me and providing you with content that falls right under the Rehab Your Life pillars. And you know, those four pillars are rehab your career, rehab your money, rehab your health, and rehab your relationships. And so I am so excited. We have social workers, life coaches, nurses, and more. So there's just going to be a wealth of information. Now, in order for you to attend the Rehab Your Life Summit, you do need to join the Rehab Your Life community group. And so there's going to be a link in the post that says, yes, I want to attend. And then that is going to allow us to gain your information so that we can send you a request to the Rehab Your Life community group. Now, the summit is free. So there's nothing that you have to pay, but we are also going to be giving away gifts and prizes. And so, I mean, to me, that's a win-win situation. So wanted to be sure to let you know about that. If you have not yet subscribed to the Rehab Your Life podcast, please do. It'll let me know who's listening, and then I can tailor content around what I hear from you guys. You can also leave a message on the Anchor platform for me to be able to share information with me and how the podcast has impacted you. Also, go to my Rehab Your Life business page, like, subscribe, share. There's going to be a lot of information there, but I will be honest with you and let you know that we are really going to start focusing and growing our community group. So I do want you to join the group and participate and get a lot of good information. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you more about our upcoming series. And please forgive me, I have some sinus stuff going on, like everybody else these days. So I'm going to be drinking my water, and, you know, so just please bear with me. So the new series is titled Being the Boss of You, Building Your Self-Management Skills. And, you know, one of the reasons that I started to kind of delve deep into this particular topic is through conversations with several of my girlfriends and family members who are like my sisters. We have all been talking about some of these things that even in our, at our age, in our middle 40s, that we still struggle with and still are learning to build these muscles, build these skills. And so I did my research and I found a lot of good information that I'm going to share with you through this series. So I don't have a timeline as to how long this series is going to go. We're just going to dig in deep and we're going to get into it. And so on the podcast, we're going to talk about it, but then in the Facebook group, we're going to dig deeper and really maybe do some lives and talk about some things. And so if this topic is of interest to you, definitely join the group. So I wanted to start by really kind of taking you to why I found interest in this particular topic. You know, entrepreneurship has really taken off over the last few years. African-American women are like the highest rate of individuals who are starting new businesses. You know, we all want to be able to manage our own time and we don't want anyone looking over our shoulder and, you know, micromanaging us. But I started to question, how come there's no statistics around the success rate of these businesses? You know, the African-American women are starting businesses at a really high rate, but what's the success rate? And so, you know, I really couldn't find a lot of research out there. And I believe that is because there's a few reasons why the success rate still is lower than our counterparts. And, you know, so I believe that limited financing plays a part. There's been some data around, you know, Black individuals in general, when trying to start a business, are being left out of the conversation and the funds are not being available. And on average, African-American women are only funded around $40,000 to $50,000 for a project, where a white male may, you know, do a similar project and be granted $2 million. And so, you know, that definitely will impact the ability to start and maintain that business. Another thing is that we tend to be the head of our households as single parents. And so we are burning the candle on both ends. You know, you're trying to be super mom, but then you're also trying to build something that you hope will be a legacy for your children so they don't have to work as hard as you did. And so the other thing that I also feel like is impacting that rate of success is the lack of self-management skills. And, you know, again, this is not necessarily targeted just towards my audience who is more heavily African-American women. This would impact anyone who is dealing with self-management skills or the lack thereof. So I wanted to identify 12 self-management skills that all adults, especially women, need to possess. So the first one is interpersonal skills. Second one is productivity, initiative, integrity, confidence, analytical skills, lifelong learning abilities, effective communication, resilience, honesty, flexibility, and problem solving. So, what do interpersonal skills look like? Interpersonal skills are the skills required to effectively communicate, interact, and work with an individual or groups. And so most of our activities require us to work with other people. So it's critical that you are efficient in your ability to get along with other people in order to have a successful career and meaningful relationships. And so, you know, interpersonal skills encompasses a lot. And so I'm going to break that down even further, and then we're going to highlight one, and we're going to stick with that one for a couple of weeks. So some examples of interpersonal skills include decision making, teamwork, persuasion, emotional intelligence, conflict resolution, effective communication, assertiveness, active listening, negotiation skills, and problem solving. And so these skills are not always taught, but it was expected that you learn them at some point in your life. And, you know, that was that you might have learned them through some presumed experiences that you should have had by a certain age. But that's not always the case. And there are a lot of adults who still suffer from the inability to be able to cope with the things that have happened in their life. And I believe that it is directly tied to the lack of personal growth and development in these areas, in addition to their actual life experiences impacting their ability to adjust to where they are in life. So over the next few weeks, we're going to discuss several of these topics each week and to go deeper to see how it shows up for us in our lives. And I bet on the surface, you may feel like, these aren't things that, you know, really impact me. But if you really stop and think about it and internalize what we're going to be talking about, I'm pretty sure more than a few will resonate with you. And actually, you know, another topic that some girlfriends and I have been talking about is imposter syndrome. So I'm also going to do kind of like a one-off on imposter syndrome because I also have struggled with that as I show up each week for you guys. But we'll talk about that later. So right now we're going to focus on taking a deeper dive into interpersonal skills, which was one of the 12 self-management skills. And of that interpersonal skills that I listed, we're going to go deeper under emotional intelligence. I feel like it's really timely right now. It's one of the deepest topics that, you know, I had listed above. And so, you know, we're not going to go in any particular order with those, but we are going to hit each one. So the definition of emotional intelligence is the ability to identify our own emotions and those of others, to self-motivate ourselves, and to know how to monitor our emotions and those of others around us. And so there are five elements of emotional intelligence: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, social skills, and empathy. And so, you know, over time, you will see that several of the skills actually overlap, but ultimately it will all come together to help you to develop self-management skills. So I want to kind of go into each one of the five elements just kind of briefly and kind of expand on those and just give you some context around how it shows up in my life. And then I want to challenge you to complete a self-reflection activity. And like I said, then we're going to take that activity over to the Facebook group and get some engagement. So, self-awareness, this is your ability to assess your strengths and your weaknesses, know your moods and your triggers. I facilitated a workshop, I still do, called WRAP, Wellness Recovery Action Planning. And I love the WRAP tool. It is something that is offered through the Copeland Center, Mary Ellen Copeland. She got it evidence-based certified, and it's a movement now. And so I was so glad to be turned on to it by a fellow coworker, Giovanni Bell, when I was working as a counselor for the Department of Rehabilitative Services. And, you know, how she turned me on to it actually was by her showing up late to work all the time. And I would be like, man, she gonna end up getting fired because she is showing up late for work. But she wasn't concerned about that. She would give them their little 15 minutes or whatever that was required because she was working her WRAP. If she did not follow her daily maintenance plan, which included, you know, just your morning routine type of things, she wasn't right for the day. So she was not able to show up and be an effective counselor for others if she had not done the things that she needed to do. So she was extremely self-aware of how she would be able to be an effective counselor by doing these things. And so in the wrap, it talks about identifying your strengths and your weaknesses, knowing your moods and your triggers. And then for each of those triggers, you would create an action plan of things to do if this trigger were to happen that would kind of get you off your square. This is how you get back on your square. And so it's an awesome training. You can go to my website, look it up. I still do facilitate that. But that is one of those things that I thought of when we're looking at self-awareness. You know, you are the one who knows what's going on internally. And so you have to be self-aware and be able to communicate to people what you need. And so they may not know that they triggered you in some kind of way. They may not know that you're in a bad mood. And so being self-aware, again, is the ability to assess your strengths and weaknesses, know your moods, and know your triggers. Self-regulation. This, I think, is so important. I think that they've put a lot of emphasis on this around children with autism and other type of disorders that include kind of that physical sensitivity and anxiety and just a host of emotions that are surrounded by that. Learning self-calming techniques allows emotions to pass through you so that way you can reflect before making decisions. So that's the definition of self-regulation. And I think it is definitely something that more adults like myself could learn how to manage as we're trying to balance being superwoman and also, you know, taking over the world with our business. And so learning self-regulation techniques is going to be very important. Social skills. This is your ability to reach out to others, listen well, and work to diffuse disputes, and trust that your ideas add to the conversation. And so, you know, gaining social skills will enable you to be that super mom, like I said, and also be able to balance the business because you would be able to learn to interact with others. And if there are issues, you would have the skills and the abilities to be able to diffuse that and to be able to work with others while you're still maintaining your value. Motivation. This is your ability to be able to face challenges head on, work one step at a time, take time to celebrate and assess when you reach each of those milestones. So this has been an area where I tend to struggle. I haven't truly identified some things that really are key motivators for me. I do have some, but this has really been an area of struggle. But if we look at it again, this is, you know, being able to identify that things take time. You got to go step by step. But when you get to the end, you should have a reward. And so I will talk about rewards, but I want information from you guys. I want feedback from you because, like I said, that's been one of my areas of struggle, is to truly identify things that are motivators for me. You know, some people are extremely motivated by money. I am not. And so I've struggled with this over time. And then lastly, of the five elements of emotional intelligence is empathy. Being aware of the moods and viewpoints of others and practice acts of kindness on purpose, be generous, reliable, and slow to judge. And so when you have compassion for others and you can empathize with their situation, you know, that saying, you know, put yourself in someone else's shoes and see how it feels. You want to be able to have this skill set so that way you don't come off like you just don't care. And this can get you far in life to be able to empathize with others. That's how you will enhance those social skills, to be able to see how you can work together when it becomes an issue and how to be able to diffuse a situation. So that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. I'm not going to overwhelm you with all of the information. We're going to go bit by bit. But this is being the boss of you, building your self-management skills. We talked about what those interpersonal skills look like. There were 12 self-management skills, we looked at interpersonal skills, and we're highlighting this particular week the 5 elements of emotional intelligence. And I'm going to go over those one more time: self-awareness, self-regulation, social skills, motivation, and empathy. So in the Facebook group, I'm going to give us a baseline activity to start with. This is one of those self-reflection activities. So I'm going to put these questions in the Facebook group and I'm going to check and see. I'm also going to put my answers in there. And, you know, I want us to be able to dialogue. I want for the podcast and the Facebook group to be an extension of each other. So I hope you guys are willing to participate. So this is the self-reflection questions. What am I good at? How do I work? How do I learn? What are my interests? What are my values? Where do I belong? Do I work well with people? What can I contribute and how am I going to add value? What motivates me and what are my aspirations? I told you we're going to take a deeper dive in the Facebook group. So if you have the opportunity to be able to answer all or just a few of these questions, I'm so excited to know what your responses would be to those, because it's really going to help me to identify how deep we should go or how long we should stay on a particular topic. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, this is the series that we are just starting called Being the Boss of You, Building Your Self-Management Skills. And I hope that you join us in the Facebook group. Remember, I'm going to put the link at the bottom that says, yes, I want to join the summit. And then that's going to give you a wealth of information coming up July 25th. For the Rehab Your Life Summit, but that also gives you the opportunity to join the Facebook group. So that's all I got for today. Thank you guys so much and have a blessed day. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life in the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.